You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Jason Gibbs with you, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Keith in Alliance now. But reminder, the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, will be on live at 2:40 p.m. right here on CBD. What's up, Keith?
Hey, man. Good to see you guys. Thanks for letting me in.
You got it.
As an ex-sailor, I got to tell you, I was stuck in the Bermuda Triangle, dead in the water in the dark of night for 3 days. So tell him to quit crying. We didn't have a beer.
He's got it pretty good. I'm sure there are worse. Yeah. There are worse things.
Not a worry. The logo thing, you know, way earlier, it seemed like a long time ago, I was hearing it was like a mystery that it was so hyped. But you go to the Browns website, the official Browns website, and it was all about that. So for me, and I can't speak for everyone, but, you know, I was kind of let down. I mean, and I have a background in graphic design, so I got to say this. I've posted it a few times on Facebook. That fourth grader that designed that thing ought to be put in detention for the week. I don't know.
The dog referring to?
He's gone.
Not a fan of the dog.
No.
John in Dallas, welcome to the show.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, real quick on the jerseys and the helmet display. I would have liked them to roll out the helmet, an actual helmet. Maybe not a press conference, but just this is, you know, maybe three versions of it with a linebacker face mask, running back face mask, just so we could see the actual helmet. I think the helmet looks good. I think the dog is stupid. It has nothing to do with the Browns. I'm a big fan of the elf. And, hey, it takes a lot longer to get on the show when your boy's out at sea.
When Wilhelm is?
Yeah. The show comes to a halt when you hear his voice. But when he's not there, man, it's like the show is booming.
Well, I love Matt Wilhelm, but
no,
thank
I
you
do
for
too.
The call, John. Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it.
Some hate going on Wilhelm again. Wilhelm's not even here.
Wilhelm's
right
not even
now.
He can't escape the hate. Poor Wilhelm. Kevin in North Olmsted. What's going on, Kevin? Kevin, how you doing?
Hello?
All right. We don't have Kevin in North Olmsted. All right.
His loss.
That's fine. It is his loss indeed. So the logo, again, it is what it is. To me, this team needs to win. We'll hopefully get some insight onto what the uniform is going to be for the Browns from Alex Shiner. Talk about the process that came to be, these logos came to be. How did they arrive at this helmet? How did they arrive at this particular dog? We'll ask that. Talk about the Browns and their draft process, the prospects of this team, you know, his role on the football side of things. That's something that has been a big deal, has been made about his feelings on the Jason Lock and Four report. We'll talk about the Browns retreat. And right now is a great time. If you have any questions at all for Alex Shiner, tweet them to me at Nathan Zgura, at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskAlec. And we will ask some of those questions to him. Obviously, give some good ones, and we'll ask, you know, those. Don't be snarky. I'm not going to ask anything that's full of snark. But if you have a legitimate good question, I am more than happy to ask that to the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, who will be with us in just about 10 minutes here. A lot being made about analytics, and Alex Shiner is, you know, was involved in the analytics in Dallas. Now, as I understand, all the analytics here are underneath the general manager, Ray Farmer, part of the football department. But an ESPN report said the Browns are one of 10 teams in the NFL that are into analytics. Now, we all know that their analytics study last year, and we can ask about that as well, the analytics study that led to, you know, who was going to be drafted, who was the top quarterback in the class. They had that $100,000 analytics study that said Teddy Bridgewater would have been. They ended up choosing Johnny Manziel, so we can ask about that. So lots of good questions. Keep coming in. They're coming in right now, so that's good. Get them in. Use the hashtag AskAlec. Let's go now to Vince in Cleveland. Vince, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Hey, I'm listening to all the comments between Ted Ginn and the uniform stuff. And here's how I feel about the whole thing. If you're going to bring Ted Ginn in, you get him for a low price. You don't want to get another situation like we did with Josh Cribbs, where you pay a guy an exponential amount of money, and you don't know what's going on. He's been dropped by a few teams. I get it. He's a Cleveland guy. It seems like every time we get a local guy in here, everybody gets all hyped up, and then it kind of blows up in our face a little bit, somewhat, albeit Charlie Fry, examples like that. As far as the helmet, look, I get it. I like the orange. It reminds me of like what they did with the Seahawks with the green. But I think if you're going to call it a logo change, do a variance on the perspective as you look at the helmet. I think if they would have waited maybe a little bit longer to when the actual uniforms are being introduced and the colors, I think it would have been taken a little bit better by the fans. But I think because of, I guess you could call it a little bit of hype coming around it, like press releases, like we're doing a logo, I think people were just wanting to be floored by something completely different. And all I did was get a different shade of color, and nobody's happy with the Dog Pound logo whatsoever. I'm all for change, but I think just the way they went about this, I think it's kind of backfiring a little bit, because everybody that I've heard, they're not blown away by anything. They're not surprised. But you know, I get it. I'll take the bright orange, the helmet like that, the variants. But if you're gonna do a logo change, do like example the Patriots when you had the guy in the down position.
That's right.
To the swoop on the helmet, or the Broncos
with
the Bronco and the D. Do something like that. I could see calling that, you know, quote unquote a logo change, but kind of doing a variance in the color. It's kind of, I think it's what is causing such a, you know, a disturbance in all the fans with how this all came about.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Good insight as well. Let's go now to Mike in Xenia. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
I just called to see who you guys was most impressed with at the combine.
Ah, good question. A football question. I was certainly blown away by Kevin White, and he was a guy that, you know, you thought you had a chance at number 12, a lot of mock drafts. The wide receiver, he is not going to be there. I thought there were some offensive linemen who stood out. Lyle Collins looked very good to me as compared to Joel Bitonio. The defenders, especially on the line, Dante Fowler, Vic Beasley, some of the pass rushers were phenomenally impressive in terms of just their overall athleticism. Overall, I thought the wide receiver class was very, very deep, which is good for the Browns. The D-line class is very deep, which is, again, good for the Browns. And there are guys that they'll be able to pick up to help on the interior of the line if that's something that they want to do as the draft goes on. But to me, the biggest winner at the combine was Kevin White, which is a bummer because I would have loved to have Kevin White here in Cleveland, but I don't think there's any chance he gets out of the top 10 now after going out there running that blazing 4.35 and how he is, you know, able to just – he's a dominant receiver. He can high point. He can do it all. He can beat you vertically. He runs good routes, great hands. He's a guy that, to me, was incredibly impressive and really solidified his spot. I thought Jameis Winston was impressive at the combine. I didn't really think any of the other quarterbacks were impressive after Winston and Mariota, which was disappointing. But it's kind of a neat experience to be there and be in a stadium that's that big with really only a few hundred people in the crowd and these guys going out there and doing the most impressive things and most important things of their career. I'm still a Max Williams guy. I didn't think his 40 time, his straight ahead was good, but his short area quickness was good, which can lead to separation, his ability to change directions, et cetera. I think that he's somebody that maybe because his 40 wasn't where you thought it would be, could be there in the second round for the Browns and could be a very nice guy. He caught everything. He looked great running the gauntlet. So that was good to see. A lot of impressive guys out there at that combine, though. And, I mean, Byron Jones, guy broad jumps 12 feet 3 inches, which is better than the world record. That's pretty impressive. So if football doesn't work out for him, I'm pretty sure he's got an opportunity to become an Olympic athlete. I mean, he wasn't even training to be a broad jumper. So I thought that was good. All right, when we come back, we are going to have the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alec Shiner, live in studio. You guys have been getting your questions in there with the hashtag AskAlec. And we will get to the president of the Browns when we return here, wrapping up the show on this Logo Reveal Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.